All right, my first question for you, In-N-Out or Five Guys?
Ooh.
I told you.
That is controversial.
Yeah. It matters and it doesn't matter. It's kind of both, you know?
Man, I gotta say, I'm like all in on receiving all the West Coast vibes, but if you put a gun to my head, I'm going with Five Guys.
Really? Why is that?
Grew up on the East Coast.
Yeah.
So that was all I knew. And growing up, going to Five Guys all the time.
Yeah, nostalgic.
It's good stuff. I am on the In-N-Out train, though. I mean, you're giving me the either or.
Yeah.
I like both.
Yeah. No one's done a combo yet. I'm surprised no one's been like, well, I would take this from here and this from there.
Yeah.
Because they're both good. It's hard to be wrong, dude, you know?
Yeah. I'm slightly on the burger and the fries, both of them from Five Guys a little bit more. But the price, Five Guys or In-N-Out.
I know. It's hard to beat. Yeah.
Welcome to Season 3 of 10 Questions with 10 Pastors, brought to you by Gateway Seminary, with your host, Tyler Sanders. This episode was recorded live at the 2023 SPC Annual Meeting.
I'm here with Jack Diven, pastor of your church.
That's right.
That's right, your church. And that's in Las Vegas,
yep,
Nevada. When did you plant that church?
So actually, man, we probably should have covered this.
Yeah.
We're pre-launch right now.
Pre-launch. Okay.
Yeah, so this is in process. Our launch team.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And our core team, and it's growing. God's moving and it's been awesome.
Yeah. And what kind of stage are you in right now? What kind of timeline are you looking at?
So we are looking to plant early 2024.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're building up. It's been going good. We're doing a residency actually. One of the guys on this podcast, his name's Joseph Gibbons. We're running our residency through Favor City Church.
Okay, that's good.
And the Las Vegas City residency, it's been going great.
That's awesome. So you're going to build up a lot of inertia the next 6 months. We're actually, I guess I should say this, we're at the New Orleans SBC annual meeting right now, June. So you're what, 6 or 7 months out? Is that what you said?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, that's fantastic. You're also a current student at Liberty.
That's right.
Doing Master's of Biblical Exposition. Love to hear that. Now, why don't you tell us how you became a Christian?
Wow. So, man, I actually became a Christian through Vacation Bible School.
Like, that's
super
awesome.
Early on.
Yeah.
Kind of one of those things where I had no, you know, I got saved early, kind of prayed that prayer, and I don't know. I understood the gospel when I was seven years old through
that's
Vacation
fantastic.
Bible School, and you know, it was a trek from there. You know, just going through the process of knowing my faith and making it my own. But yeah, early on.
That's good. And what are you reading right now?
So I'm reading The Purpose Driven Church.
Yeah.
Purpose Driven Church by Rick Warren.
Okay.
Which is, it's
great. That's a hot topic right now.
It's a hot topic, hot button.
Yeah.
Not reading it to press any hot buttons, a lot of great wisdom in there that I'm gleaning from. So I'm grateful for it.
That's real good. Now I got a couple of preaching questions for you.
Okay.
So big picture, how do you think about preparing like a sermon series or like, do you think like you preach the whole books of the Bible or you're kind of topical? Like what's the big picture for preaching for you?
Man, honestly, that's a little more controversial too.
Is it?
I'm really honestly for building out series, for building out things like that. I'm trying to understand, you know, what does God want me to teach our people right now?
Yeah.
And I'm not necessarily trying to jump all over the Bible in that sense. So we do like we're looking at like, okay, it's found in this passage of scripture, this book of the Bible. And so we're trying to work through those things verse by verse, but we are, you know, open to trying to discern what God is trying to show us in that moment to make the word come alive for our people.
Sure. Yeah. What about your like week to week sermon prep process? Like, do you have like a strict routine or anything like that?
Yeah, actually. So early in the morning is when
I
if you try and get me to write really anything, an email, anything later on in the day, if I send out an email after 3 p.m., it's because it's automated, like in my drafts and my email. I just don't think creatively in that way. So in the mornings, usually Monday through Wednesday, I have a block of time set up for creating things, anything. But a lot of the time, that's where my sermon prep comes into play. And then by Thursday, I'm trying to wrap up everything and get ahead if I can.
Yeah, so. Of course. Yeah. What do you think is the most difficult or challenging either passage or topic you've preached on as?
Wow. Okay. So I'm a former student pastor.
Yeah.
And so
sure. Yeah.
Man, some of these, especially middle school students coming up, they get all of their wisdom from the world in the form of Google, it seems, or TikTok
or whatever.
They have all these influences coming at them, vying for their attention because their attention sells. And so honestly, man, teaching on some of the homosexuality stuff, some of the transgenderism and trying to get them to understand Imago Dei, like even just in that way, that can be tough because there's a lot of resilience in that way from them. And so being a student pastor, that was definitely the toughest.
I'm sure. Yeah. And it's probably a bit on the, you're probably a bit closer to the edge, like the cutting edge than maybe, you know, because kids are having to deal with this stuff and are much more aware of it probably than their parents are.
Yeah. I mean, you know, truth be told, not to go diving all up in this podcast and all this, but we had students in the student ministry. I just left. This was 6 months ago. Mm. So students in the ministry that we just left who were walking into our doors. I mean, we were intentionally trying to reach students that were far from God.
Yeah.
And so they were walking into our doors dealing with an entire, I mean, if you could think of what they were dealing with, they were dealing with
there.
It. And so, we were on the front lines as far as that was concerned. And like you said, even, you know, there were a lot of parents that, you know, we had to kind of let them know what was going on.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So
now church planning, that requires a lot of different, hats to be worn or lots of different roles be kind of, you know, filled. So why don't you tell me something that like you feel like, what's a pastoral role that you're really gifted in or you feel really comfortable in? And what's one that maybe is like a growing edge, something you're kind of working on?
Yeah, actually, my pastor, Chris Bell, from Three Circle, describes sort of this paradigm is that people are naturally gifted in usually either being somebody that can gather people or a person that's really good at keeping people. So it's the idea of like evangelistic sort of bend or a discipleship type of bend. And I've even to my own, I almost don't like this about myself, but I've come to accept it. It's like, I'm good at gathering people. I know how to do that. But it's helped me define, you know, like just lean into that strength and like build up people around you that are really great at, building relationships and making sure people are, involved in what's going on, making sure people are discipled well and grow well. And it's not that I don't care about those things. I actually care deeply,
of course, right?
But I've learned that I'm good at gathering, and I hope I'm good at preaching. I love to preach. So
that's good. That's real good. Can you tell me like a swing and a miss in ministry you've had?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like everybody's probably had this swing and miss, but this one it pains me a little bit. Man, I've left leaders, volunteers in spots too long. You know,
and so tell me about that.
Yeah. It's so difficult because you're dealing with people that have this just massive, huge heart for God, and they're here to serve the Lord. And like, that's what you want. That's what you want to bring into what you're doing. But, that doesn't mean that they're necessarily sitting on the right seat of the bus. That is the best place for them, for the people that they're trying to minister to. And there's oftentimes, if you will navigate those circumstances and situations well through good communication and good leadership, you can find them a better place on the bus, something that makes them come alive.
Yeah.
And so, I've had a time in my life or two where I have let issues within the like a small group room or something like that, with leaders, and just not that anyone was doing a bad job, just might not be a great fit. Stay too long, only to realize like I had let some of the damage happen. But if I had just addressed the situation earlier, actually the leader was like feeling the same thing. And once we were able to move them into this spot, they were given this great life fulfillment and meaning in the ministry that they were doing. And so I learned a lot about that.
Yeah. If you could go back and give yourself as like a first year minister, any advice, what would you tell yourself?
Yeah. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. Like God's doing the work. He's making the waves. He's building the momentum. That's just something that I'm learning right now. You know, it's like, I grew up playing baseball. I grew up making things happen and doing all kinds of stuff that just career wise that relied on me to get the job done. And so, but if you try and do that, in church planting or ministry, and you know this, but you hit the edge of that cap really, really quickly.
Right.
Because you know, God's got to do the work. And so, I would give myself that advice. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. Do the work, do the best that you can, but remember that, and trust that God's got to do the work, and he will.
Yeah. Now, one last thing. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this church plant that's about to launch?
Yeah, man, we're launching your church. It's a vertical vision birthed out of Psalm 67, 1 and 2. It's, may the Lord be gracious to you and bless you, and make his face shine upon you so that your ways will be known on the earth and your salvation among the nations. And so what we say is that everything we do is so that the name of God will be known on the earth and his salvation among the nations. And so, that's who we are. That's what we do. God's been moving in the city of Las Vegas long before we got there, for sure. We're a part of a great lineage of churches, with Pastor Vance Pittman and Pastor Hyden Pastor Joseph. And so, God's been moving. And so we're just honored to be a part of the kingdom work and that's been building over there, for years now. And honestly, it feels like, I use the analogy of a wave. Like it feels like a wave is rising. And so I'm just trying to hang on long enough to see it break, you know?
Yeah.
I'm excited about what God's going to do over the next 10 years in Vegas. I think it's going to be notable. It's going to be something we'll look back on and see what God did.
That's awesome. Jack, thanks so much for sharing your vision and thanks for sharing your time with us.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it.